Good morning. After more than 34 years of public service and 13 years as chief of three different police departments, I'm announcing my retirement from the New Orleans Police Department today and from public service. I'm proud to have served in the NOPD a total of 25 years and have been the chief of this department. The first member of my family joined the New Orleans Police Department in 1914, and those are some long years to fill. After Mayor Landrieu was reelected, we both recognized that the time would come after my 34 years of service and my decision to retire in 2014 that we would need to pass the reins of leadership on to the next generation. And that is something I take very serious and great pride in. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve as the police chief these last 4 years. Together, Mayor Landrieu and I and the brave men and women of this police department have laid a strong foundation for the future. A future that will be good for the people of New Orleans and the men and women of the New Orleans Police Department. Over the last several months, a professional opportunity that will allow me to continue to contribute to my life's work has become available. I will remain a proud resident of the city of New Orleans with me and my family. I will be saying later on this week what those future opportunities for me will be, but today is a day about the future of the New Orleans Police Department. In the last 4 years, we've made great strides towards creating one of the best police forces in the nation. I want to pause for a minute and have us all remember Officer Rodney Thomas and Officer John Passero. Police work is dangerous. There is no doubt about that. Some suffer, and some suffer so much more. When Mayor Landrieu took office, the NOPD had clearly come apart. Between 2005 and 2010, the train had come off the tracks. When I became chief, I knew I had my work cut out for me. But with the support of this mayor, who I've enjoyed working with every single day, this council, the prior council, and the community at large, and the tough and honest cops, we've made a difference in rebuilding the police department. Just quick notes to think through over these last 4 years. We beefed up the homicide unit. We created a multi-agency gang unit. And we stand today now after 2013 and into this year with the lowest recorded numbers potentially historically in the city of New Orleans. We have made great headway with reducing murder, and that was our clarion call when we took office. I'm particularly proud of the First 48, where the nation can see, it's a television show, I'm sorry, the First 48, where the nation sees the officers and detectives and the staff as we work to solve these terrible cases. We cleared a backlog of over 850 rape kits were sitting idly and collecting dust in the property rooms in 2010, giving women long-deserved justice that they needed for the assaults that they had been taken. We have also seen independent observers, longtime observers of the NOPD and district attorney's relationship, who have reported recently that the working partnership between the district attorney and the New Orleans Police Department has never been better. And that is good for the people of New Orleans. We got serious about putting the right people in jail, using summonses in lieu of arrest, and focusing our attention on dangerous, violent, repeat offenders so that our officers could be in your neighborhood more. We began to change the culture of the New Orleans Police Department for the first time ever. On a first-time allegation sustained of untruthfulness, you will be fired in the New Orleans Police Department. That is a cultural change that's important because proud men and women want to be around that. Most importantly, the mayor, the prior council, and this council, we've invested in the police department. Where buildings were flooded from Katrina, we now have new police district stations. We now have over 200 new vehicles. We reinstituted a police promotion process for officers that had laid dormant since December of 2009. And in the last 18 months, with the support of the mayor and the chief administrative officer and Colonel Sneed, we have promoted more than 500 police officers who have received a 5% pay raise in each and every one of those promotions. We provided a sergeant's examination and earned sergeant's promotions. We have a lieutenant's examination on way. That helps us to do the two most important things we confront today: recruit and retain our valuable officers. When I became chief, our crime lab was dead on arrival. We were incapable of doing anything real time. Our firearms backlog examination was multi-years. Today, our firearms examiners work real time, solving those cases with us, helping us make a difference right away. We had to make dramatic changes in the Public Integrity Bureau. We embedded two FBI agents in Armed Public Integrity Bureau. And the ultimate, as we begin today and move into the future, is the use of body-worn cameras. The New Orleans Police Department is one of the first big cities in America and in the world to embrace body-worn cameras. This is a new technology. We're still getting used to it. But in the long run, it is a game changer, and it will benefit us all for the years to come. Even though we have faced hard times, the men and women of this department never let the city down. Time after time, major event after major event, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, Final Four, BCS Championship, the men and women of the New Orleans Police Department proved there are none better on the planet at managing large crowd control and helping a city host the most major sporting events that our nation and world can see. We have laid the groundwork. Our leadership is committed. I am grateful to my family. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Chief Serpas, it is with regret that we see you retire today. As Chief Serpas said, he has spent 34 years in public service, some 25 or 26 in the city of New Orleans. It's an amazing statistic to hear him talk about his great-great-uncle who began serving the people of the city of New Orleans in 1914 with continuous service to the year 2001 until Chief Serpas returned in 2010, adding another four for a total of 91 years of continued service from the Serpas family. And on behalf of a grateful city, I want to tell you and your wife Jill and your beautiful daughter Allie and your entire family how much we appreciate that. This city and this police department is in much better shape today than it was 4 years ago, and I thank you for your continued service. I have enjoyed working with you, and I want to thank you for being with us and want to wish you well in your retirement.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. As you can see standing behind me, you have men and women who are part of the leadership in the police department. It is the leadership of the future. When we began 4 years ago, our task was hard, but it was clear to stop the bleeding, to turn the ship of state around, and to prepare for the future, to lay the foundation so that the next mayor, the next city council, and the future of the people of the city of New Orleans have a chance to have a great city. Under Chief Serpas's leadership, the command structure was created. Every one of the men and women standing behind me has been part of growing that leadership from within. And I have said many, many times it will be the people of New Orleans who rebuild New Orleans. And so it is with great joy that I announce that the interim chief's position will be held and led by Commander Michael Harrison, who today is the commander of the 7th District. Michael Harrison has 23 years of experience on the police department. He was a member of the National Guard. He was part of the PIB unit, and he has demonstrated exemplary leadership in the 7th District as we battle crime in the city of New Orleans. He is a man of great integrity. He is a man of discipline, hard work, focus, and his relationship with the community is spectacular. And so I expect that he will be able to lead this department exceedingly well, and I know that he will have the full and complete support of all of the men and women standing behind me who have done a great job acting as a team, because as I have said, it's all one team, one fight, one voice, one city. That's how the city of New Orleans is going to win. And so we have successfully stopped the bleeding. We have successfully turned the police department around. Thinking back to what it was like in 2010 when we got here, now today we are fulfilling the third promise, which is handing it off so that future generations will be able to lead this city. And I think that the young man that I am introducing you to now will lead that effort very well. So please help me welcome the new interim chief of the New Orleans Police Department, Commander Michael Harrison.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. It's an honor, and I'm extremely humbled to be appointed to lead the New Orleans Police Department during this transition. The single most important reason why I'm here today is because God has blessed me and smiled on me today, and for that I'm eternally grateful. But I want to personally thank Mayor Landrieu for this opportunity and for making safety the top priority since the beginning of his administration. I also want to thank Chief Surpass for his outstanding leadership of the department and leading us through one of the most tough times and challenging periods in the history of the NOPD. And I talked to him earlier. He's been more than just a boss and a chief to me. He's been a coach, a teacher, a mentor, a friend. And for some of us who really don't have father figures, it's almost been like a father to a lot of us, especially me. Though he may not have known that, that's how I viewed him. So I thank you for everything. I believe policing is one of the most noble professions ever. We are on the front lines every day with incredible responsibilities and rewards. And after serving for 23 years, I'm clear that when I put this uniform on every day, my highest mission is to serve and protect. I stand ready to lead this department through its next chapter. Public safety is at the core of everything we do. It helps businesses decide whether to invest here. It helps families decide whether to move and stay here, whether to educate their children here, whether to walk and feel comfortable walking the streets of our community. So it's our opportunity to uphold the image of New Orleans from within our neighborhoods. It is our duty to also uphold the law and maintain peace and be the first responders that our citizens call upon us. New Orleans is the best city in America, and as we continue to rebuild, the police department is poised to conduct sound constitutional police work with cutting-edge technology while remaining relentless and tough towards the reduction of murder and violent crime. And through the leadership of our mayor and with the investment of the city council, the New Orleans Police Department has better facilities, better equipment, increased training, and we're hiring. Our relationship with the community is also critical to our success. We must continue to improve the quality of life in New Orleans by working with, working for, and with the community. So over the next 30 days, I will have my ear to the ground, listening to your feedback and looking for opportunities to build stronger relationships across the city. Mayor Landrieu has made it clear, murder reduction remains a top priority. It is important to him, and it is important to me. The NOPD will continue to implement the NOLA for Life through the multi-agency gang unit, the street gang unit, and other community building initiatives. We will continue to leverage our relationships with our local, state, and federal partners to continue to make our city safe. As a native of New Orleans, a McDonald No. 35 alum, a husband, father, man of faith, I take on this new opportunity with a heart of service and an unwavering commitment to the security and protection of every neighborhood in this city. So I want to thank Mayor Landrieu again for his confidence in me. And I would like to recognize the great men and women of the police department, along with our leadership team who is with us today, who, like me, put on this uniform every day with one goal in mind, to serve and protect. But I can't conclude without acknowledging and saying thank you to my wife, Sherry, of 23 years, who's been with me from the very beginning and has helped me and supported me from day one. My two children who are in school today and not here, my mother and mother-in-law who are not here, every member of my family who's helped me to get to this point. I want to thank my pastor also, Bishop Love, who's here with me, who teaches me and has coached me and mentored me to have the strength and faith that I'm going to need for this assignment. New Orleans is the best place in the world, and I pledge to lead the NOPD with integrity, accountability, and with the highest standards of service. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Questions?
Directly. Do you feel pressure by anybody at City Hall, whether it be administration or council, to retire today?
No. I've been a police chief for 13 years in three different governments, 34 years of service. Mayor Landrieu and I both knew that my job was to build the department, always being prepared to retire, and now is the time, and I'm glad to be able to retire. The opportunity that I'll discuss about my personal future in the next few days will make it clear that this was a good time for me, for the city, for the administration to move forward and turn it over to the new leadership that we've been working to develop.
Chief, do you have any regrets about leaving that?
No, you know, I've been a chief a very long time, and there's always things you can look back on and say, you know, if I'd have just been a little smarter or if I'd have been thinking a little more clearly. One regret I have is that we had to bury Officer Rodney Thomas. I mean, that stays with me forever. There's only been two police officers die while I was the chief. I think that at the end of the day, you're going to have opportunities for great successes, and you're going to have opportunities for great challenges, and that's the nature of public leadership.
Chief, where does morale stand now? Lieutenant Harrison, can you answer the same question?
I think morale is an issue that's important to every leader, but it's also important to every employee. Each employee brings their own morale to work. And there are things that we've done that have been tremendous successes. Promotions that had been held up since 2009. Lifting the residency rule, I think, made a lot of difference in morale. Buying new vehicles makes a difference in morale. Offering promotions makes a difference in morale. And today, we have 27 people in the academy. We have an academy that's scheduled to start probably September 2nd, and we'll have a third one before the end of the year. And one of the best things for morale is to see those new people in the cars working with you.
What do you think the greatest challenge is?
You know, being a police chief in a major American city is one of the toughest jobs, probably second only to being the mayor. And there's plenty of critics. And I think every leader should recognize the difference between critics, criticism, and actually getting the job done. So my advice to Mike, who is now the eighth, one of the things I'm incredibly proud of for a moment is Mike becomes the eighth deputy chief or senior leader I've worked with who's become a chief. And my advice to every one of them has been the same. Be true, stay focused. Don't get distracted by the sideshow barkers. Do your job, protect the people, and protect your employees.
Yeah, the federal guidelines that you all faced basically from when you took office play a role in morale issues, recruiting issues. I mean, there was a big change. What kind of role did those federal guidelines play with officer morale, officer recruitment, and retention?
Well, let's put it in the proper context. I was responsible until a few minutes ago to implement 428 specific paragraphs of reform of a police department that before 2010 May had completely come apart. That is going to take a lot of work, and some of those things are kind of beneath the surface that nobody will recognize, but a lot of them are making this police department be what it should have always been, and there's resistance to that. And now Chief Harrison is going to have the same issue we all face. We have to be a constitutional police department, and to uproot and change some of the long-term practices will meet with resistance. It will be disguised as the morale issue, but in some ways it's just resistance to change.
Paul? Yes, for the mayor, can you blow for us what the process will be to hire a new permanent superintendent, and will the international chiefs of police be part of that process?
Yeah, I'll talk about it a bit. First of all, as you know, I was just recently elected. It's my responsibility to decide who can best lead this department based on what the needs of the citizens are. As you know, we began community meetings tonight. We'll have five of them. I really look forward to hearing from the community about what they want to see in the next police chief. During the campaign, I was asked lots about what's your new team going to look like going into the future, about your top-level team. So. I said during the campaign that I would always analyze my top staff and over a long period of time really decide about what the future of the city ought to look like and who ought to be leading it. So I have spent a lot of time talking over the years and recently to the International Association of Police Chiefs and the PERF and other organizations about what I think going forward. I will notice for you today that Commander Harrison has been named the interim chief. I think he has all of the qualifications that are necessary, but I want to hear from the public in the next couple of weeks about what it is that they want and what it is that they need, and I will decide in the relatively near future about who the permanent person is going to be.
Rich. Yeah, Chief Service, when did this job opportunity talk about arise, and when did you first contemplate?
It's actually been going on since the early part of the summer, the discussions on whether or not my retirement decision would match with that opportunity, and I think later this week when I'm able to announce what that is, it'll show that I'm able to continue the great work that I think I've done these last 34 years. So they kind of came together at the same time.
Yeah, Mayor, given everything we've been through with Katrina and the federal trial, Danziger, the Glover case, why is it a good idea to change leaders as we're getting into the peak of hurricane season?
Well, it's a great question. First of all of the men and women standing behind me right now are all capable. And as you develop organizations like ours, you make sure the continuity and successorship work in the event that something untowards would happen to anybody. So I feel comfortable if even after today, I don't wish anything bad on you, something happened to Commander Harrison, we have enough people to make sure that the city is safe during hurricane season. Our Deputy Mayor for Public Safety is here with us now. But let me say this. As you may recall, in 2010, when we arrived here together, the BP oil spill had just occurred. We had suffered, the people of this community, not only the effects of 9/11 and the economy hitting the skids right before Hurricane Katrina, but we had Katrina, Rita, Ike, Gustav, the national recession, and the BP oil spill. There are no more resilient people in the world than the people of the city of New Orleans. And the challenge at that time, when we came into office as it relates to a police department, was a police department that, in fact, would have run out of money in October because they overspent their budget. We had a police department that had some individuals that, of course, did not reflect the whole department, but were under federal investigation, both for the Danziger Bridge matter and the Glover matter. We had a city that was on the verge of bankruptcy, and the job that we all had to do was to stop the bleeding and then to turn the city around. Almost every decision that our team has made, either through the police department or the recreation department, or the work that we've done on economic development has been the same, which is to create a strong foundation, to do the things that are hard, to do the things that are transformative, to do the things that are reorganizational, so that we could lay a strong foundation so that the future of the city could arrive and to open up the doors for that. And so as these things go on, we all in our personal lives and professional lives make assessments about timing. And it just seems to me that given where the chief is in his life and what his dreams are for his future and where the city is, this actually falls beautifully into the strategy to begin to develop the city for a new generation of leadership. And I believe that at this time, Commander Harrison represents what that looks like in partnership with all of the men and women standing behind us that have worked for the last 4 years to prepare themselves to lead the city into the future. He will absolutely be given consideration. I would say that possession is 9/10 of the law. Y'all have heard that before. I, again, will listen to the public over the next couple of weeks about what they want, but I would not have asked Commander Harrison to step up to this position if I did not think that he could lead the department, and he will certainly be given serious consideration to be the permanent chief. All right. Thank you all so much. God bless you.